This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the theater. The Laughing Theater. I am your host, Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining me tonight. I have another funny show, a returning guest, somebody who hasn't been on a pod with me for a long time, but we're rectifying that now. He is the host of PT Man's E-Ticket Attraction, Mr. Jason Sherman. Jason, how are you holding up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, buddy. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. We're all, you know, busy, you know, in these current times. You work in the service industry. So you've been at work all the time. So you're a busy guy, but I appreciate you taking some time to come back to Laughing Theater.
It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. So Jason, you host a theme park show. What do you think of the current state of what's going on with theme parks? Have you visited a theme park since the pandemic had begun? And lastly, when do you think we may get back to some semblance of where we were before March of this earlier this year?
I don't, as far as when it's going to return to how it was, I don't know. It's going to be a while. This is going to be the new normal. You know, that's what everyone's been saying, and it's going to be like this for a while, especially in places that draw the kind of crowds that theme parks do. I have been to both Universal and I did go to Epcot one day. I think I like the way Universal was doing it. Epcot itself, once you're in, it was fine, but I had a lot of external problems with Disney, like at the hotel and various other things. But they're, you know, the Disney transportation to get around the property. But yeah, I felt safer at the, you know, going to Epcot or Universal than I do going to Walmart.
Yeah, well, that's true. I love the people that walk around and don't believe that you can breathe in, you know, through your nose. They have it like up to their, you know, covering their mouth and their nose is exposed. Like, yeah, that's smart.
or the people that just refuse to wear them. Period.
Yeah,
those people of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. Well, we actually don't have much of that up here where I am, but I have seen it on the interwebs.
And most of those interweb videos are from Florida.
That's
like,
true.
Did you see that ridiculous video that the guy assembled at Target playing the Twisted Sister song?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Look it up.
YouTube that sucker.
They blast. We're not going to take it walking through a Target while they're all taking off their masks. Fun fact, that is the Target I shop at.
Nice. There you go.
Lauderdale.
Good times. All right. So you're here, though. We're going to watch a movie. What movie are we going to watch tonight?
I Love You, Man.
I love you, too, but let's... Oh, sorry. That's the movie, I Love You, Man.
That is the movie.
Yes, that is correct. From 2009. Starring Paul Rudd, Rashida Jones, Jason Segel, Jamie Presley, John Favreau, Aziz Ansari. There's a lot of very, very funny people in this.
Thomas Lennon.
Rob Hubel, who I actually know.
Jay Chandrasekhar.
He's the one of the Broken Lizard guys. And then you have
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno's in it. That's right. And also Andy Samberg and one very funny J.K. Simmons in this movie.
Oh, and Joe Latruglio.
Joe Latruglio is in it, yes.
Thomas Lennon and Joe Latruglio from The State.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very funny people. Also, Nick Kroll is in it, too. who's known as the douche on
Parks and Rec. Yep. One of the fencing
guys. Yes, one of the fencing guys. So, anyway, so how come you picked this movie?
I love this movie. The first experience I had with this, I won screening passes through the local rock radio station that's no longer in existence. And I'm so happy I went because when this came out, I don't even think I knew it was coming out. But I've loved it ever since then. And, I mean, come on, Paul Rudd's a gem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he is. It's kind of funny. It's like a reversal from how they were in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where, Jason Segel was kind of the straight man and Paul Rudd was Kunu, kind of a little crazy. And then there he is in this movie where it's kind of the opposite, so to speak. Mm-hmm. All right, so you said the first time you saw it, so you covered that question. we'll get to it in just a minute. Don't forget, check out PlaceOfNation.com and all the feeds around here. We'll kind of talk about what's going on at the end of the show. But it's, Place of Nation Pop Feed, which you listen to right now, the Place of Nation Wrestling Network, the North-South Connection, and the Jane Position. And don't forget, check us out on all the social medias. But with that very brief live read out of the way, it's time to watch a movie. So I am watching it on Amazon, and Jason is watching it on Blu-ray. So we are both paused up at the 000 mark, correct?
It doesn't show the times for me, but okay. I'm at the start of the DreamWorks logo.
Yes. So here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Yes, this is Good Times playing on my screen. And there's the little boy fishing.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen this.
Yeah, I have not watched this all the way through in a while.
Happy to be watching it again. It's one of my favorite comedies. Very underrated, I think. I think it flew under a lot of people's radars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up there with what's that other movie Paul Rudd did with him and Stifler?
See, I didn't like
that one. Role models. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that either, but I think it's in that same category.
Around the same time, too, if I'm not mistaken, like within a year of this.
Yeah.
So I got, like, when I was going into this movie, I had no idea who Rashida Jones was.
Yeah, neither did I. I had no idea who she was either.
Like, was Parks and Rec going on at this time?
Yes, I think Parks and Rec had started.
Well, because this was 2009, and I think The Office started in like 2006, and Parks and Rec was after that.
Parks and Rec started in 2009.
So. Okay, so it started the same year as this.
Yeah, about the
same
time.
I don't think I would have known her, regardless if I watched that show or not.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what she really did before that.
But she was in The Office.
Oh, okay. Which I just started watching finally.
Yeah. So she may have been on that at this point, but I didn't start watching The Office until much later. Hmm. I think she's adorable.
She is. So here's Peter Klavan and his now fiance Zoe Rice, who he just proposed to her.
Paul Rudd looks exactly the same today as he did 11 years
ago.
He really does. as he looked when he did Clueless in 1995.
Yeah, he's an ageless wonder.
He does not age at all. Oh, this scene.
Oh, God. She plays a bitch in every movie, this chick. Sarah Burns is her name? Because she was in...
I
think she was in Going the Distance.
Oh, I love that movie. I don't remember her.
Let me see. I'm checking out her IMDb right now. But I think she was the bitchy friend in that one. So, yeah, now they're going through and... Peter is a real estate developer wants to, develop real estate.
Peter Klavan. God, me and my friends would just do nothing but quote this movie for years afterward.
Oh, I love this couple. I love Jamie Presley and John Favreau.
John Favreau. Get out of the fucking house.
Because they're such assholes to each other.
I don't know Peter. I've never met Peter before. John Favreau. He's an underrated actor too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he gets more play for his directing, but
yeah,
no, he's a good actor.
So that chick, yeah, that chick did play Harper in Going the Distance, where she was a bitch in that, the bitchy friend in that one too.
I don't remember. I didn't actually just watch that a few months ago. Hmm. I really like Going the Distance.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tremendous movie.
Drew Barrymore's another gem.
Yeah, it stars JT's man crush, Justin Long.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I could have met him last year.
He's from Fairfield, Connecticut, which is where my girlfriend lives. And he used to work in, I don't know, she saw him in CVS one time. And he also actually did he was an alumni of like a son's school. And he did like a Zoom thing, like where he like left a message for them or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They did a screening of Drag Me to Hell last year.
Oh.
Yeah. Stupid movie, but I would have gone to meet him. If I'd known he was meeting people.
And poor Peter has no friends, it seems like. What about that guy, Tevin? Yeah, he's such a... Tevin is such a douche. Gil.
I think later on, doesn't Jason Segel's character call him a frosted-haired chode or something?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that.
Gillian.
Yeah, he's very. Peter gets very uncomfortable, I guess, and trying to be like just relaxed around the guys.
He suffers from social anxiety easily. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the same way, but the family.
Yes. Andy Samberg was really good too here.
No, he's great. I think this is like the first time I remember like seeing like. The fist bump and explosion. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Andy Samberg and and J.K. Simmons do it here. I don't remember seeing it before this.
He likes...
Dad loves the gays.
And Jane Curtin as the mom.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I don't remember seeing that before this movie. You're Serbian. I so uncomfortable. I would be so uncomfortable if I was him.
Peter's a girlfriend guy.
Yeah.
They're pretty far apart too in age, I think, in the movie.
And in real life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, too. I love this. I have two friends, Hank Mardukas.
Yeah.
And Robbie. What's up? You
know, the way he said that, it's very like matter of factly. You know? Like you would think it would mean something later in the movie.
Correct. And Hank Mardukas.
What's up?
I just watched like a month or so ago that Palm Swings movie. That was a weird thing.
Oh, that was that's the Hulu movie, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I heard.
But like at a resort. J.K. Simmons is in it too, though.
Is it worth checking out?
I mean, you ain't paying for it, and what else are you doing? So.
That is true. Actually, I just watched a Netflix exclusive movie last night. We were scrolling through, and we were like, "Wait, is that like we're looking?" There's like Tom Holland was in it.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of it, yeah, but I haven't. I'm waiting for my daughter's review because she's she has a huge thing for Tom Holland. So,
movie was batshit crazy. Crazy cast for a Netflix movie.
Here we are.
But I recommend checking it out. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. And there's Tevin, the frosted hair.
God.
Rob is a funny guy. He's a very funny character actor who shows up in everything.
I feel like I've seen him in something else, but he's one of those guys who's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's Kim Whitley. She's so funny, that girl. Yeah, see, he's got more female friends at work than male friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know any. Which one is she? You're talking about Kim Whitley?
She was the African American girl.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I know who that is.
Send me a quick time. Yeah, you always have that one guy in the office who's always like, "Dude, what's up? It's my fantasy football. Yeah, yeah. check out this YouTuber. It's a YouTube thing."
Yeah, I'm happy I don't have to deal with anything like that.
Oh yeah.
Right now, I have a guy at work who's like just begging me to get the Avengers game for PlayStation.
Oh, I just got it. Actually, I haven't started yet.
Oh, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
But I'm behind on games. I literally a couple weeks ago just started Jedi Fallen Order, so I want to get through that first, and then I'll get to the Avengers.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Sorry, like I'm not a gamer, really.
Oh, she's a squirter.
Peter.
Yeah. So I worked with Rob back in one of my first jobs when I was a PA. And Rob was an AP, and he had always talked about wanting to be a comedian and an actor.
Uh-huh.
And he went down to the UBC in New York and, you know, took classes and eventually got on stage and made friends and relationships, and apparently got slapped by Chevy Chase backstage one night.
Mm.
And then he started getting these, like, character parts, and he just shows, and he kills it in everything. He's on the Goldbergs a lot. You know, he just shows up in a lot of stuff.
I have not ever watched a single episode of the Goldbergs.
Oh, God. It's good, but it's becoming like, you know, what movie are we going to, you know, plot line are we going to steal today?
Yeah. Suck it. Sweet bout. I love it.
He's trying to be a dude.
I think as far as Goldbergs goes, there's at the same time Goldbergs came out, there was a show on Fox that came out. That same season with Christopher Maloney, that was more like late 80s, early 90s, that I loved, but it got canceled and everyone was talking about the Goldbergs. So I'm very,
He's like, fuck you, Larry.
Fuck you, Larry. Aziz Ansari.
I was never a big Aziz fan until I watched Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Tom Haverford.
Is this guy anyone?
Mather Zickel?
I'm not sure.
That's the guy.
Is that his name? I don't know.
Yeah, that's his name.
The one who's not Nick Kroll or Aziz Ansari.
He was in Balls of Fury, Rachel Getting Married. So he's part of that whole, this whole crew, basically.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never seen this guy before.
Yeah.
I like how Peter, that's really cool. That's so cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
He's so awkward. Is this where he says, where they're going to the Joshua tree?
Yeah.
And they say, hey, play U2 record.
Because we're going to Joshua tree.
That's right. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Awkward.
Poor guy. I feel for him. He, you know, the basis of this movie, it's not wrong. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. It is very hard. Like, when you pass a certain age, it's just weird, you know. Like how do you make friends outside of, like, you know, listening to podcasts and finding people who live in completely other zip codes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought that, you know, I'd be doing podcasts with, you know, I have a podcast recording coming up with the lads, you know, two guys in England and a guy in Scotland, for crying out loud. You know, become close friends with a girl from Alabama who now lives in Slovakia.
Wait, what?
Miranda moved to Slovakia.
When did that happen?
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
Holy shit.
She's just like, you know what? I want to move somewhere. I'm going to go to Slovakia.
Wow. That's
Slovenia. I get them confused. Slovenia, Slovakia, I don't remember. But sorry, Miranda, if you're listening. But yeah, it was, you know, we go on adventures.
I love this with the pirouettes, Pepperidge Farm.
And he makes like these root beer floats for them and everything. And
yep.
That's so like, ugh.
Yeah, this like parts like this in this movie, like when she sees him, and it's just, it's so cringe, you know. And I think it was around this time, like The Office, they mentioned on the Jordan, and I forget what it was called. Rank and File.
Yeah,
I listened to The Office one. How they were talking about how The Office is very cringe. It kind of started there, and I think there's a lot of cringe in this movie.
Yes, there is. Because, you know, they're like, oh, he's so sweet, but, oh, man, I'd rather him, you know, be doing his own thing.
Kind of. Yeah. It's you feel bad for him.
And so it's Slovakia she went to. Okay. So she doesn't kill
Slovakia.
Me.
Slovakia.
Yeah.
Oh, I need some fucking friends. Oh, and this is where he goes through the train of people. Andy Samberg, his hair.
that's early. This is early Samberg too.
Yeah,
he's grown. Very he's early grown on SNL. Me.
I've only seen a handful of episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, that is so funny.
I've heard. It's another one on my list. I did love him. I still like SNL, and I thought he was great on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch SNL at all?
What I do is I DVR, and then if something looks I scroll through it, and if something looks
interesting. Yeah, I do the same thing. I always watch Weekend Update because I think those guys are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when he was on, when he did Nicolas Cage in the cage with Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Oh, and when he actually had Nicolas Cage on it, have you seen that?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God, it's so good. If you haven't seen it, I'll make sure to send you the link for it. It's worth checking out again. It was so good.
Ask him on a mandate? What's a mandate?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you mean. I'm a big... I love that movie. I'm a big Jason Segel fan because, you know, I'm excited to see him finally come into this movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is another awkward scene because he's trying to hang out.
More cringe. He's trying to force it with these guys who's clearly not someone he would ever hang out with ever.
God, and Jamie Presley is so fucking hot. My God.
Yeah, she's in a lot of movies I love.
Oh yeah,
Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like Jerry O'Connell, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could tolerate him. Like, I was happy when he died in Scream 2.
Oh, jeez. Come on. Poor guy. He didn't deserve it. I love this guy. Here we go. Fucking cracking voice.
Joel Trujillo, he's good on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I hear he's there. He's actually from right around where I live. I remember he was promoting a, like during election time years ago, he was promoting like a local guy in Coral Springs. It's like, I'm from Coral Springs. Vote for this guy. Oh, I love Tom Lennon. Oh, God. He's so underrated in like everything he's in.
Yeah. He was really good in like stuff like Bad Teacher. And he was the best
17
part.
Again?
Yes, he was the best part of that movie.
You know what? I don't care. That's another movie I fucking adore. 17 mm-hmm. Again?
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Very underrated. And I think a lot of people look at him like, oh, Zac Efron, that's going to suck. Nah, watch it. Give it a shot. It's good.
Zac Efron also doesn't get a lot of credit, but he's a really. His comedy.
The fucking Neighbors?
Yes. Even Baywatch, where he's such a tool in that movie, but he plays off the rock really well.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be a movie I would like more than I did.
No, everybody thought it was going to be better than it was, I think.
Yeah, it was okay, but I still think Zac Efron's
here he is on the mandate with the old man.
Yeah. 3 or 4 years I've been on the internet.
There's Jace Chandrasekhar.
Yep. are you a Broken Lizard guy? Do you like that stuff?
I mean, I do like what you call it, Club Dread.
Okay.
I think that's a good one. What was the other one?
Have you seen them all?
No. Didn't they do? They did Beer Fest, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because that's coming up. I'm going to be doing that soon with I think Justin.
Okay, I like Beer Fest quite a bit actually. I don't like Super Troopers as much as everyone else does. I think it's okay. But may I make a recommendation of a Broken Lizard movie that no one's ever heard of called Slam and Salmon?
No, I've never heard of that. Damn.
Oh, it's good. It's got a what's his name who passed away? The big from he was in Daredevil and Green Mile.
Oh, Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah, he's in it. He plays a former boxer named Slammin' Salmon something. And he's like a restaurateur, so he has his own restaurant. And it's about like the staff who works in the restaurant. It's got all the Broken Lizard people and also has a Kobe Smulders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's really funny. I highly recommend it.
Oh, Jesus, they're doing the chugging contest.
Oh, yeah, this is where, yeah. Your face! God, I haven't chugged beer like this in a decade, easy. Playing, like, Flip Cup.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's great.
Get out of my house.
Get the fuck out. Oh, here's the
uncomfortable.
Oh, Tom Lennon. I mean, he's so oblivious.
Yeah,
he's so oblivious. More cringe.
God, Paul Rudd's face. He's just so funny.
Oh, and they're just like, he tastes like menthol. Some guy kissed me. Did you smoke?
Her face here is so funny. Have you been kissing somebody new?
He kissed me.
This guy, and you know, well, he kissed me.
Oh, it's so good. I can't believe a lot of people need to see this. It's. Mm-hmm. You haven't.
So now Zoe gets clued in on the whole, like, I don't have any guy friends thing.
You know, it's really, I'm really happy for Paul Rudd that he got the Ant-Man gig.
Yeah.
And now, like, I feel like, you know, he's always been someone I've been a fan of going back to Clueless, but I think now he's getting a lot more recognition as, you know, someone who's a heavy hitter, and he should be thought of that way because he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't think outside of, like I said, role models that I didn't really care for. I can't really think of a Paul Rudd movie I don't like.
Yeah, he didn't have that other movie he did like when he was very young called Overnight Delivery.
That was with Reese Witherspoon, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep. A brunette Reese Witherspoon.
Yep, so. I remember he was in that Halloween.
Oh yeah,
Halloween whatever, like Halloween 6, I think it was. I know a few years ago, back before, you know, pre-COVID, when they were doing conventions,
yes,
he appeared at a horror convention because of his appearance in the Halloween film.
Oof, what a nice view. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. Lou Ferrigno painting.
In his own house. He's got the Hulk.
I'm sorry if you hear the cat in the background. He's being a little mouthy right now.
Yeah. Oh, I know that guy, too.
Do you?
Well, I only recognize him for, like, one. He's like a great value John Heater, I think.
Okay, guy. Yeah, I get it.
That makes sense. I think I've seen him in a couple of things.
Does it really need to be a great value John Heater?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
First appearance of one Jason Segel.
Sidney Fife.
Yes. That's a name. Oh, man, that's a very interesting name.
I love the way he has, like, he has, like, this way of standing.
Yeah.
Presenting himself.
Like, so in this just movie. Like, whatever.
You know. Would you eat food at an open house?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's there.
Well, people get uncomfortable eating at those kind of things. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'd sneak over and pick, but I don't think I'd like stand there and eat it like the way he is. He's very, you know, carefree. So yeah. He's got this confidence and swagger about him that I can't even fathom having.
He can read people.
Yeah, this guy, he's like, I love this play-by-play commentary. Yeah,
that major blonde, too. Oof.
Yeah.
Like, that guy needs to fart.
He does seem to be clenching.
Watch, when he gets enough space, he's going to let one rip.
All right, go look at the kitchen. Oh, it's the leg. It's a fart, motherfucker.
Oh, he's crop dusting. Oh. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for crop dusting.
Yeah, generally I don't. It depends where I am.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad if I'm, like, at work. But if I'm, like, at a store...
Yeah, no shame in that. Just nah. as long as it's more it's of like a silent. Yeah, as long as it's like a silent, like, you know, crop dusting.
The moment, like, when you have you ever had a sneeze fart?
Yes,
it was the worst.
Yeah. So Sydney basically says, "Look, I'm here for free food and to meet a divorcee. Come on."
Yeah.
I'm not gonna bullshit you.
And there they make. Gives him his car. Oh, when he starts calling him, oh my god, the cringe.
More cringe.
He doesn't even know how to leave a voicemail. Poor guy.
There's a, you know, an open house in Bel Air, replete with cougars. There you
go. I wonder if this maybe with that statue, maybe it is really Lou Ferrigno's house.
It could be.
This was right around the time he would have been starting to get into that MCU money.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Like, here, right here, he's so like, should I call him? I don't know.
At least he kind of looks like a trainer here. There was a guy at this one gym I used to go to. It was like an old guy who had a gut. And I'm like, I'm not going to take exercise tips from this guy.
I got a function. Did you...
There you go. Thank you
for Joe Latrullio and Tom Lennon. Have you ever seen the show The State?
No, I haven't seen that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of it, though.
Okay. Yeah, it was like it was a skit show on MTV. And after it ended, like, half the guys did Reno and the other half went on to do this other show. I forgot what it was called, but yeah, it was a good ensemble. One of my favorite comedians, Michael Ian Black.
Oh, yeah.
It was him, like, Tom Lennon were, like, the two spearheads on State.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something probably split up to do Children's Hospital.
Huh, maybe.
He's like, thanks for setting me up with Elmo over there. Yeah. On that line.
He's so nervous. Jeez. It's Peter. It's Sidney Klavan.
Wait, that's not right. Oh, shit. Yeah, awkward voicemails are a thing.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm unless you're like dying, send me a text. You
know? Well, sometimes I do, like, you know, depends on who it is. Like, if it's my kids, like, I could see, like, they have the red thing on it, but if I want to emphasize it, I'll leave them a voicemail. Like, it's your father. Call me back.
That's different.
Yeah.
Just like, otherwise, I there's nothing more I hate than when you're on the phone and you have that, like, awkward silence and you're just sitting there like, yeah, well, this is fun. You know?
And we will talk when I talk to you. Okay.
Later time.
By Jobin. He says that later. Yeah, Jobin.
Somebody says, like, let's on the main J. Like, what?
Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah.
You say out of date phrases.
He's so awkward. if you seen that viral video that just came out with Paul Rudd a couple days ago about wearing a mask?
No, I haven't been on the YouTubes. Outside of the WandaVision trailer, yeah, which I watched.
Oh, what'd you think of that?
Weird.
Really? I think it's weird, but I think it's brilliant at the same time.
Oh, it is. It's going to be something like, I don't think a lot of people are going to get it the first time around and have to rewatch it kind of thing. It's going to be that, you know.
Kind of cerebral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Oh, but yeah, it's funny. It's like, it's about Paul Rudd being young and hip. Like, one of the things they says, like, he said, Paul, you're what, 26, right? And I didn't correct him. He's really, like, what, 52 or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
Can you believe Paul Rudd is 52 years old?
No.
Fuck.
Let's see. Yeah, he was born in 1969. Yeah.
51?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Hard to believe. He does not look it.
And Rashia Jones was born in 76. So she's 44. She's younger than me.
She's pretty. Mm-hmm.
Jamie Presley is 43. How old is Favs?
Favreau?
Johnny Favs is born in 66, so he's 50.
Older than all of them.
Yeah.
Are you a big Jason Segel fan? Do you like him and stuff?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think he's got a good range. Like, he plays, like, you know, a good, like, you know, kind of nevishy guy a little bit, like that you know, forgetting Sarah Marshall. But then he can be, you know, kind of the douche or the, like he was in what was it, Knocked Up?
Oh yeah,
kind of where he's kind of a douche in that. And this, he's like, you know, here he's kind of like, you know, a little quirky.
The cool guy.
He's cool and he's got, like, you know, some quirks.
Well, you know, it's the secret how much I love How I Met Your Mother, and he's a big part of the reason why I do love the show as much as I do.
Ah.
He's fantastic.
See, what I love here, too, about this scene in particular, like, he recognizes that, you know, Peter is not good at this.
Yeah.
And he kind of, like, calms him. He's like, dude, relax. We're just having a drink. Like nobody else, like, you know,
yeah.
is, you know, the you know, Thomas Lennon, the gay guy, thought he was on a date, and you know, Joel Trulio was a little nutty, and
yeah,
you know, the other guy didn't even want him around, so that's why it's like, he's like, dude, just chill, be yourself.
Yeah, man. Relax. I remember the very first time I saw Jason Segel was in this film called Dead Man on Campus.
Yes, I remember that. He had the big fro.
No,
not Dead Man on Campus. No, it was that other one.
No, but he was in Dead Man on Campus.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm thinking of that other movie where they were Slackers or something like that. Was that called? Was that it? Or the one with Devin Sawyer where they were in college?
Sawa?
Devin Sawa, whatever the fuck the name
he
is.
He was in Slackers? I don't remember him in. I saw Slackers. I don't remember him.
I think that was it, yeah.
But yeah, he was a crazy sex crazed. I don't know. He was like the religious roommate of a. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tom Everett Scott and Dead Man on Campus. Oh, yeah, so funny.
Yeah, he was in Slackers. I mean, I saw him in that, and then, you know, when he was on Freaks and Geeks.
I never watched a single episode of that show.
It's one season, dude. You can do it. It's really good.
Add it to the list. What's her name in that too? The one who plays
is Paul Rudd's wife. Jeremy Renner's wife.
And that was the girl who he ended up hooking up with in Dead Men on Campus. The same actress.
That's Linda Cardellini.
Linda Cardellini, yeah.
Who they say figuring Sarah Marshall was based on his breakup with her.
Oh, they were together? That was interesting.
Yeah, he wrote that. It was kind of based on something that happened, I think.
Recently. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dead to Me is really good. Dead to Me, the show with Christina Applegate on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I never saw that either.
Yeah, those are good. There are two seasons. I think I got one more.
Hybrid Animal. Oh, I love this one. Talk about Andre the Giant.
Anybody want a peanut?
I don't particularly. Anybody want? Siegel loves doing it. Any chance he gets to do that, he does it on talk shows. He does it on Saturday Night Live. Hello, nice lady. It wouldn't exactly be fair if I threw this at you.
I think he may low key be a wrestling fan. There's an episode in How I Met Your Mother where they were talking about going to WrestleMania, and you see him like dressed up as the Ultimate Warrior.
He's like, yeah, you seem like a good dude, man. Come on. He calls it Pistol.
You got it. Jobin.
Jobin. He's like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's called you Jobin.
What, are you a scarf guy? Because you know Sydney's a scarf guy.
Am I a scarf guy?
Can you rock a scarf?
Bro, it's Florida. No.
Yeah, but aren't you from the north? Aren't you from up here originally?
I moved when I was 7.
Oh, so you never had the opportunity to rock a scarf.
I probably did when I was 7. But again, I've lived in South Florida since, 1988.
Yeah. I've never tried to rock. I have buddies of mine that can rock a scarf. My buddy Ivan can wear a scarf like nobody's business. But I've never really given it a shot.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What about a moped? You down for a moped?
Yeah, I think I can rock a moped, sure. I prefer a car.
But you're like in the perfect place for a moped. Like a moped's you shouldn't be, okay, first of all, a moped should not be your primary mode of transportation. That's like, ooh, I just want to run to the beach or something. And it's only a mile or two away.
Yeah. No, Or run, run down the street to the store for a minute, but not if you're commuting, 40 miles a day to fucking work. I have to drive on this evil road in South Florida. Dennis probably knows all about it, Mr. Nunez, called the Palmetto. Which, once you pass Hialeah, it's the devil.
Ah, yeah, sounds like Connecticut. On then all good old 95 up here.
We have 95 down here too.
Yeah, ours is horrible.
I take 95 to the Palmetto.
Ah, I avoid 95 at all costs.
with COVID, I think it's better. There's still a lot of people not commuting to work, but once that goes away, I'm afraid,
Director of the village. What's your bus fare?
Urinal cakes. I love it. It's like, you pissed on my face, friend.
Any Olive Garden, P.F. Chang's Chinese Bistro, TGI Fridays, Fuddruckers. My first date was at Fuddruckers.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I just read that they're going out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to dinner at Fuddruckers for hamburgers, and we went to see Spaceballs.
Oh, wow.
And then we may have gotten ice cream after. I can't remember.
Nice.
I think I was 15.
You know what movie I saw on my first date?
What?
Fear.
Oh, God. That's a good pick.
Hey, Jesus. Listen.
Yeah.
I love. I still love that movie. I don't care.
Yeah, but that's not a first date movie.
It's a. It's a kind of a horror film, dude. I was 15. You know.
Yeah.
It was a horror film.
Yeah. Now you want to go like a slasher film? That's like effed up relationship with that dude who just messes with her. That's like kind of like ugh.
You got to remember like before Scream.
Yeah.
There was no slashers. That's, really?
Yeah, not for a while. Yeah.
There was a good gap.
And cheap plug. Next episode of Blockbuster Rewind, we'll be covering the Scream franchise, coming to you in the month of October.
Oh, you talked about that wonderful Scream 3.
Yeah, well, we have to. we talk about every movie in the whatever the franchise, whatever, even the bad. The last movie was about the Batman movies from the 80s and 90s. So not, we had to talk about Nolan? That'll be a separate show.
It's gonna be separate.
No, we just did the the Burton and Schumachers, and we talked about the '66 one too.
But. Do you talk about them, or do you like rank them, or you just discuss them?
We discuss. We do some rankings. We just talk about. I'm gonna rank this.
I have that on my to list.
Queue. There you go, rocking the Uggs.
Yeah, I'm just ranting. Like, what is he wearing? Like this shirt with these board shorts that are like.
It's LA. I can imagine that's kind of like.
Thing
not and people wouldn't look twice at that.
Yeah, you're right.
kind of looking at the people around them, not even
looking.
Yeah, and not everybody is looking exactly like normal or conventional, we'll say. Just sitting there eating a burrito.
Is that what they're eating?
I don't know. What are they like a breakfast burrito or something? I don't know.
I thought it was like a pita.
Yeah, it's something. It's some kind of wrapped sandwich.
Yes.
Or a burrito wouldn't be a sandwich, but a
sandwich-ish.
Rosemary flatbread paninis. I think that's what he calls them.
Sure. Yeah, when you do the Scream, when you're going to talk about how much you enjoyed watching... Jerry O'Connell get murdered.
Oh, hell yeah. I will. There's some really great kills, though, in those movies.
I love the Scream. I love Scream, too. That's my favorite one.
Poop is like a compost. Not on the sidewalk.
I love this guy. You mind your own fuckhole. And then... Look at Peter. He's like, what the fuck?
I'm a man, Peter. I've got ocean of testosterone flowing through my veins.
You're talking about forgetting Sarah Marshall earlier. My favorite part of that movie with Paul Rudd is when he's like, "Yeah, man, I don't even wear a watch. I mean, my phone has the time." And then later on, he's like, "Well, the weather outside is weather." And Peter can play Paul Rudd. He could play aloof.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. If you don't, I'm going to punch you in the stomach.
That was terrifying. I wish, I think Siegel deserves more. You don't really see him much now.
Yeah.
Like, well, I can't think of the last time I saw him.
Yeah. Well, he's also a writer, too. Maybe he's doing some other stuff. I mean, I was so happy when what he did with the first Muppets movie. The second one,
I didn't see the second one.
Second one, there was issues with the second one, But yeah, that first one was so good. You could definitely tell that he really loves the Muppets.
Yeah.
When he did that movie, more so like they were supposed to do something like that with Fraggle Rock, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt was supposed to do something.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd have been interesting.
Yeah. He's got a bumper car.
Hey, Lane-ish.
He owns a bumper car.
Oh, interesting fella. This is a man cave.
Yes. The Temple of Doom.
The band Rush.
Yeah. Oh, yes, for guys, dog's name's Anwar Sadat.
Yeah, I mentioned that before. Because he looks like Anwar Sadat.
Yeah.
Like, photographist. He's so weird.
I was a late bloomer. That is a pretty sweet man cave, though.
Yeah, this is where I jerk off.
What's going on there? And the condoms.
So interesting. What's your opinion of Rush? Do you like Rush?
I won't necessarily change the station when they come on, but usually not a go-to. I mean, I can understand the respect and the love that they get, but I mean, I don't really go beneath the surface.
With Rush. like Tom Sawyer.
I'll listen to Tom Sawyer and
Limelight is the one.
Limelight, and what's Limelight's the other one? There was another one too. I don't know, but. <yeah. laughs> I couldn't tell you a Rush discography off
the top. Oh yeah, me neither. I know the song, their big ones, like Limelight and Tom Sawyer, I do really enjoy. I remember after this movie I 100% put Limelight on my playlist.
Yeah.
There's actually a song that's played in the soundtrack to this movie called The Underdog by this band named Spoon. Do you know the song?
No.
Because I heard it here, and then I heard it on 17 again, the movie there, and then I also heard it on How I Met Your Mother. So I'm like, all right, I like this song.
Oh, it's Spirit of Radio.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, and also, I guess, I know the song Subdivisions, because it came on the other day, and I was like, I know this song, and I looked at my Sirius XM and said, oh, that's the name of the song.
I like what they just said. He jerked off to a picture of his fiance.
Jeez. that's a friend.
It's a big bong.
That is. It's a massive bong. I think it's got two chambers.
I don't know what you're talking about, paraphernalia like that.
I went to college. Come on.
I haven't used one of those in a good 20 years. Mm-hmm. Easy. It's a nice drum set.
Yeah.
Play the bass.
I like to slap on the bass.
Jam out, man, with man. What do you sound like? What do you sound like? A leprechaun? We'll get to that.
Yeah, people who love Rush are like people who love Billy Joel. Like they just love that, like them. You know.
I mean, if you want to take a shot at Dr. G, just say it.
Oh no, I would never take a shot at Dr. G. Somebody else, I would take a shot at. Listen to the year in pop and me and D'Amato groan every episode when a certain artist from Long Island is talked about. Every episode.
He puts out albums every year,
doesn't he? He doesn't even have it out the next year. Then like something hits the charts the following year. It's like, ugh.
D'Amato's like, yeah.
I mean, he had a song in the movies Songs from a Movie Tournament. It made it to the second round. The one Billy Joel song. Like,
which one?
Why Should I Worry from Oliver and Company. It got knocked out in the second round, thank God. Not saying it's a great song, but... You know,
too much Billy Joel. Later on, my... poor Peter.
Poor, awkward Peter.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ferrigno's calling.
Fucking Tevin's up the, like fucking Jaws over there, like censors, like what?
Look at Sydney working the receptionist. And he's got the scarf.
Yep. Hello, mystery woman. What is he doing?
I walked over to people's desks and messed with them while they're on the phone.
What year are you up to now? I think the last one I listened to was 1983.
We're recording 85.
Okay, so I'm only one behind.
Yeah, you're only one behind. Mm-hmm. Right in the sweet spot of the 80s.
This is when Breakfast Club came out, no?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about 85.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to. I mean, it's going to be a while away. But the 90s, man. It gets the. See, the problem I have with stuff like pop music, per se, is like, I don't know, like, a lot of the music, like, I thought was huge in the 90s, like, a lot of, like, you know, the grunge and rock never, like, charted on the pop stations, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like, how is that going to be? Completely off topic of the movie.
Yeah, we go through like the top albums and everything like that. So if it was like, you know, in 100 album, top 100 albums that year, we'll have it on the show.
Cool. And I remember like, yeah, my favorite band, like huge in the 90s, but like the highest charting song was like number 52 in the Hot 100, you know?
Yeah. Oh, here they go. They're going to jam.
Ah, yeah, here we go.
A Monday wore a mean
do. Like, he even looks boring as fuck playing the bass here. Ah, here we go. The best friend montage here. Again with the Uggs and the board shorts.
Yes.
The river.
Just shitting on the sidewalk.
Oh my god. Lady's hair.
Oh my god.
I love the Peter Run.
Run, Peter!
Oh, I love it. This house is exquisite.
I like to make an offer.
Oh, look, I didn't even realize the Ferrigno jeans there. Jeans. Did you watch that show?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I did.
It was before my time.
Yeah, you weren't born yet, so.
Shut up. No.
It smelled weird. Is it discolored?
And now he's playing the double. I recognize the one tall guy.
Yeah, I've seen him in other things.
I've never been on a Vespa.
No, no, I don't know if I have either. he just does one button.
Suck it, Gil. Does he do that? Fuck me raw.
Marvin Berry.
I love it.
It's just so stone face. Jamming the bass. Oh, jeez. My fucking ass.
Hmm. so good in this movie.
Oh, that's what's his face? David.
Your face. Oh, that guy.
Alexa, stop.
From 10 yeah. Things I Hate About You and various other projects.
Yeah.
Krumholtz.
Yeah, David Krumholtz. He's part of this whole gang.
The guy that almost killed Carter on ER.
Oh. I remember him when he was a kid in Adam's Family Values.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember the second one.
Oh, the second one was better than the first.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Just watched the first one about a month ago.
Yeah, Joan Cusack, isn't it? She plays such a good villain. God, that's a big
jam.
I slapped the bass big time.
Play bass. Slapping the bass.
It's a reggae big guy. Time.
You sound like a leprechaun. It doesn't sound reggae. Slap the bass. Big time.
Slap the bass.
Big sound time.
Big time.
Borat.
Slap the bass.
Slap at the bass.
And she's never heard of Rush.
Band Rush.
Exit the word today's Tom Sawyer. It's like, no.
I really liked her on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And Perkins. And Perkins.
Literally said that story. I am so literally happy.
Did you watch West Wing?
No.
I'm like into the sixth season right now. Martin Sheen is my favorite president.
You're going to get Russified.
It's like it's coming out of a little like laptop. It's very like.
He's sitting there air basing.
Yeah. Is it this high when you do it?
But air base is good this high.
What a jam out, man!
Stop at the bass. She's like, okay.
All right, stop it.
Stop.
But then he does it again. For the sake of our relationship. All right, I'm done. Slapping the bass. I think that was improv right there because she cracked. Oh, this awkward meeting here.
All right, Alan from the gym.
He looks familiar too.
Yeah, he's probably been in stuff. There's Sydney rocking the scarf again.
Of course, because that's what he does. Those white pants. Oh, yeah, this is the first time they meet.
Ah. Guilty as charged.
This looks like a fun... I can't think of, like, the last time I ate at a Chinese restaurant like this.
Well, it was, like, the last time anybody ate at a Chinese restaurant like this, but...
Fair enough. But in general, like, when I think of Chinese, it's just, like, order it, you know? Outside of, like, you know, as mentioned before, the P.F. Chang's.
Favreau being such a dick.
Oh, such a dick.
A toothpick and just doesn't want to be there.
At all. Like zero interest.
Like, hey, what's up? It was my Belvedere. Come on. And this one's just so desperate.
Yeah. They play golf at some point. This is my nightmare.
Yeah.
I have that piano. Oh, designer put it there.
Slap some bass.
He could give a fuck about this current conversation he's having now. And Peter's trying so hard.
Career put it there.
So deadpan.
It smells like a fucking pet shop in here.
Have you seen the movie J.K. Simmons did, the drumming one?
Oh, yeah.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, you could see why, you know, he won the Emmy, Oscar.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
Whiplash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's not necessarily something I'll revisit. Like, if it's on cable, maybe I'd watch it. But, I it's one of those movies I saw it once. Okay, I'm good. not that I dislike it, but I don't know how much I would want to rewatch
it. Rewatching it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Man, she is all up in the business.
And he's like, yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
The race of the... He loved... He thought Jamie Presley was hot.
Yeah.
Jamie Presley's good. I've always been a fan of her.
Yeah. I mean, I watch Mom.
Oh, she's on that show?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's good on that.
I heard that what's-her-name's leaving the show.
Yeah, yeah, that came kind of suddenly.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
It became more of an ensemble. Like, they wrote the kids out.
Okay.
And it was more about the friendship between them. I mean, I'm sure they'll send her, you know, moving somewhere as a lawyer or something. So, I mean, they added Kristen Johnson. They can always add somebody else to be like a younger person and that becomes part of their circle. So It's a really good show. It's funny, but it's like, you know, serious at the same time.
Yeah. Return the favor. Give it back.
Here's Peter's friend, his confidant.
He's like, no, I don't like where this is going.
He's like, what?
Give it back. No.
I guarantee you have a perfect and pleasure-filled unit.
Look at her.
I don't think she sucks his dick. Watch your mouth.
Who wrote this movie? Because it's really well written.
Says John Hamburg, Larry Levin.
Don't recognize.
Let's see what else these guys wrote. John Hamburg.
Oh, he did that other James Franco. Oh, he produced that.
He wrote Night School, Why Him, Little Fockers, Along Came Polly, Zoolander, which I have no interest in seeing.
Yeah, I don't care about Zoolander.
I mean,
but you never saw the original Zoolander, though?
Yeah, no, I'm hot and cold on Ben Stiller. Like,
I am too.
He overacts as much as Will Ferrell, so...
I don't like Will Ferrell much either. Hmm. Yeah, I saw the first Zoolander, and I can't believe there was a fucking second one. Like, why?
I remember Meet the Parents. My friend got physically, like, mad at that movie.
Wow.
He, like, walked out of the room. He's like, I can't sit there. I can't watch this anymore.
I did like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball.
Yes, he's been good in some movies.
Like, I despised him in, what was that? The one with Robert Downey Jr. and Jack Black.
Oh yeah, the Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Fucking hated Ben Stiller. Let's go get the BJs. Why? Yeah, like, but it's really not right that she gets so mad. I mean, getting mad about him doing that in front of all those people, sure.
Yeah.
But getting mad at him for telling him when, like, she tells her friends everything, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
it's kind of shitty.
Double standard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get the point that he's, like, a new friend, but still, it shouldn't matter. Who's that? Oh, I fucked her.
those are good. I haven't had those in a while. You ever
what
get
is
those?
That?
They're like, you get them at like, you can get them at like most supermarkets, but like Costco sells them where they're like sorbets and they come in, though, the fruit that they're flavored from. So they like, you know, it's frozen and it's like in a half a pineapple, the coconut one's in a half a coconut, lemon and orange and stuff like that.
Oh, interesting. I never had that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next time you're like in a Costco or something or BJ's, look. They're quite refreshing.
I am a member of neither.
Oh. All right, well, I don't know, maybe your Publix or somebody stocks it. Who knows?
Take a look.
Mm.
No, Haley, yeah, she was funny. Within 5 minutes of meeting her.
I don't play golf. I don't play sports with women.
Blowies.
It's golf, it's fun.
I've never actually played golf like this. I've done like mini golf, but
I've played golf a few times. I actually want to get back into it.
So my new job,
mm-hmm.
Well, my new title with my employer, the warehouse I work at, it's a 5 minute drive from Trump International Doral.
Oh. Oh, she gets them right in the line.
Yeah. This is my nightmare. Fucking cock in my fucking shit. Rough. I've always wanted to check. Do they put that Top Golf?
Oh yeah.
You know the place where you just do the driver.
Oh okay. Oh, like a driving range.
Yeah, no, but it's like you never heard of Top Golf?
No.
Yeah, it's a big thing where there's like a bunch of layers and people just go there, drink, and just drive the ball. And there's like a big, huge, massive net. So you know, it's just like go on the street. But yeah, it's a big chain place. All over the. They actually there was a the Anaheim Angels. I think before the season last year, put one out of Mike Trout. Hitting one, and it's like fucking Happy Gilmore, you know.
Like, oh, please don't go.
Please don't. No, stay. No. I'm having such a good time.
Dude Van Duers. Oh, it's HBO night with Zoe. That's right. Sunday nights is HBO night.
Chocolat.
That's when they like, they watch like The Sopranos or whatever.
Mm.
Which you can hear talked about on the first episode of Making Mount Rushmore here on the Police Nation Pop feed.
Yeah, I listened to it myself. Mm-hmm. It was a very enjoyable show. Mm-hmm. I may be in the minority here. I have never watched a single episode of The Sopranos.
All right, this podcast has to end right now.
Honestly, I'm not. I don't really. I'm not into like the mobster stuff. I'm not.
Yeah, but it's more about Tony and his. is dealing with his issues with Dr. Malfi and stuff.
Is it worth getting into?
Yes, watch it.
I have seen multiple seasons of Game of Thrones. Not really my bag.
Slapping the bass. They're at the concert.
Slapping the bass.
You see, he's paying more attention to his buddy than his girlfriend, his fiance.
I think I'd be the same way, though. Like, at a, you know, if like your favorite band is like Common Bond Boutine, you and your best friend, I think that would, that's just naturally bound to happen.
Yeah, I would think so. It's pretty good that they're on the floor that close too.
Yeah. At a concert they just found, he just found out about that day.
Yeah.
How are you getting Rush tickets like that?
You know? No, it's not the 80s, so.
Still. Yeah, he what, he passed away last year, right?
Oh, Neil Peart, yeah.
Yeah. Drummer.
Yeah.
Get some Neil Peart up in you.
Magooch.
That's another random thing. Magooch. What is he saying? Oh. Weirded out.
She's like, I felt like the third wheel on your mandate.
You're licking Sydney's base guitar.
Tons of guys are licking each other's bases.
Yeah, it's, I never understood this jealousy she has. I never got it.
Well, I mean, she had Peter basically to herself. And now she has to share him, and she's not used to it. You know, she's got this guy that he has all these things that he has in common with, and, you know, she feels like an outsider in some parts of his life, which hasn't happened in their relationship yet. So, you know, it's pretty. You know, it happens. There you go, they're about to go try on some tuxes.
Oh. The photo shoot that he didn't know was a photo shoot.
That's right, yeah.
I think it's at this point of the movie where they try to make us weary of Sydney's motives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember like watching it, and like when this was happening, I'm like, oh no, what's happening here?
Yeah, he's like, he's gonna screw him.
Yeah. You look fucking stiff. give me a what does he say, the Bond photo. We teed alt.
Besides Runaway Bride. Bond, James Bond.
Did you hear it was supposedly playing the new Bond?
No, I hadn't heard yet.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think between him, Idris Elba, I mean, even Henry Cavill, or, you know, even if you want to go with, Loki. Yeah, I mean, a lot of them would be good choices. Bond, James Bond.
I don't think Cavill's that great of an actor, so I would nay his name, but Idris Elba, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I think they're afraid of backlash.
No, I think today they wouldn't get backlash. I think they'd get back.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, they made. They altered the race of Moneypenny. So I mean, I don't think they got.
But that's
back
not Bond.
Yeah, but Bond is just.
I don't know. I mean, I appreciate your faith in humanity. I don't have that.
I don't have a lot of faith.
I don't have that at all. And it's sad. I remember when Idris Elba hosted SNL a couple years ago, and they were doing like this fake actor game show, mm-hmm. and it was like Kenan Thompson was hosting, and they even poked fun at it because Idris Elba has been rumored to be Bond forever.
Yeah,
and Idris Elba was like, I think I can play Bond, and Kenan's like, can you?
Can you?
I think Idris would be fantastic.
Yeah. I can't believe you.
But I do love Tom Hardy quite a bit.
Yeah, he'll be good at it. He'll play it almost the same way Daniel Craig did.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more in that vein where Pierce Brosnan was more in the Roger Moore kind of vein. Yeah.
I really love, yeah, right here. Made me feel very like, oh, what's happening here?
8,000.
And that's a lot of quiche.
A lot of cake. Enough said. Yeah, I could see where they would think,
Sorry, I lost my headphones for a second. My
That's cat right.
just jumped through and unplugged me.
Stupid cat. Yeah. Hello, Peter.
Tom Lanser. That's actually. Oh. I love it. You're a whore, Peter. Those are the beautiful ladies. I'm going to never call them again. Oh,
the taste of betrayal.
You fucking whore.
Good day, Doug. Wait,
Tom Lennon's fantastic. Is this when they encounter Lou Ferrigno?
I think it's coming soon.
I thought it was here.
Yeah, it's where he's telling them about his plan of trying to meet a guy friend.
Yeah. So awkward.
Yes.
Like, I can't even imagine doing something like that now. Having to, get someone to be your best man.
Yeah. There's like a mini Bellagio fountains there.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Pissed off.
We see Tom Lennon again here, don't we?
What are you talking about? Of course I'll be your best man.
It's an honor. Aw.
A whore.
You're a whore, Peter.
Oh, God. Seating charts. Those are like the worst.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's all about like who. This one doesn't talk to this one. We can't put these people with this people. We can't put the quiet ones with the drinkers. And these members of the family hate each other.
Oh, that sounds annoying.
And I'm gonna put, oh, don't do that to those people. They're nice. Don't put them with them. It's your saying something, husband.
That's an awkward conversation I have.
Yeah. Ah, here we go.
Oh, here's the, I think this is it. Maybe.
He's walking in, or Sadat.
This dog is adorable.
It is. He's kind of tiny. He's tiny.
Yeah.
He's a teeny tiny dog. It's a little warm for a sweater. Yeah, that's Ferrigno eating with Tevin.
Yep. Cake faced fuckhead. What the fuck is going on here?
He calls him the Hulk.
I've never personally met Ferrigno, but I've heard horror stories about this man.
Really?
Yeah.
I know he like campaigned to get on Dance with the Stars and never got on.
Mm. And they got Carol Baskin. Fuck you, Hulk.
He's fighting Lou Ferrigno.
He's so strong. Lou Hulk has me to sleep rolls. Look at Peter. It's like, huh? What the fuck would anyone get in a fight with Lou Ferrigno?
He was on King of Queens too for a while.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he played their neighbor.
I watched a handful of that show. Always loved Leah Remini. I've always liked her since her Saved by the Bell.
Stacey Carosi.
Stacey Carosi. Yeah. Do you know if that show is on Peacock yet?
No, I don't have Peacock.
Well, if you're a Universal Studios pass holder, you get Peacock with it.
Oh, nope, I am
not. I haven't even bothered to sign up for it yet because I have so many fucking streaming services.
I know.
I just want I know that Saved by the Bell show is going to be on there. I don't know with the COVID world if they even finish shooting it.
No, it depends how far they got. I'm still waiting for the Walking Dead season finale from the last season to come out.
You know, I don't know how many people like really like realize and or understand this, but the next like year or two, like movies and television, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, that's why I'm streaming old shows right now. Everybody's waiting for Cobra Kai season 3. That's the big thing.
I haven't even started it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I've heard. Mm-hmm. Have you gone to the movies yet?
No.
No? Are they open up there?
They were for a little bit. I think they're starting to open back up now, like with a very, reduced capacity. I think Tenet was out.
I saw Tenet. I saw The New Mutants.
Oh.
Yeah, and we saw Bill and Ted.
Oh, okay.
Bill and Ted was so good.
Yeah. Well, I know. That was your last time we were on here. We did Bill and Ted, the first one.
And, like in Keanu stepping back into that role, it was just like, riding a bike.
Same exact thing. These billboards.
Yeah, I love it. So jump on in.
LA's biggest realtor.
Who's the best realtor? I am, biatch.
he'll pimp your condo. He saw the billboards, right?
For my. Why doesn't he like him?
Because that's not Peter. Why would you ask her that?
He's an idiot.
All these rules. Summertime and watch chocolate.
Chocolate. Never saw that movie. You're not fucking French, Peter. It's called chocolate. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, that's the hard part too, when you know, people are starting to move on and you're single or whatever.
Yeah.
Or when you're like the one person that has kids, the rest of your friends are like, yeah, I don't really know what to do with these little people. I'm afraid I'm going to break this thing. That's what I heard a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, oh, can you, I think something needs to get, you need to take care of this here. There's a smell coming. That's another phrase I would hear from my buddy.
Oh, for the old diaper change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have my season 2 of Lost DVDs.
Did you watch Lost?
Yeah, I did.
Were you a fan?
I mean, I liked it in the first few seasons, and then I just... My OCD made me keep with it.
Mm-hmm. I liked most of it, mm-hmm. for the most part. I thought it was very intriguing. I fucking hated the ending.
Yeah, the ending was eh.
Yeah, but I liked... Like, I remember just being so locked in that final mm-hmm. season when they're just, like, killing characters off, like, every episode.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just like, oh, no! One guy walked by, like, burps in his face.
Hey, Barry.
Full table.
Nice face. I don't give a shit.
John Favreau. Who would have known he would birth the MCU for us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, one of my favorite things he's done recently was Chef.
Oh, yeah, I keep seeing that. I haven't watched it. It's good.
And they have the Chef show on Netflix, which I've watched a handful. I have to catch up on some of them. It's really good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you do not want a grilled cheese after seeing Chef, oh my God.
Well, I always want a grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah, just the way he makes one, though, for his kid, oh my God.
I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. Dustin Hoffman's in it. Scarlett Johansson. Sofia Vergara.
I find her to be annoying.
She's good in this, though. I mean, and John Leguizamo's in it.
I love John Leguizamo.
Yeah, it makes you, you know, hungry. You'll want a Cuban sandwich. You'll want to eat, like, you know, burnt ends and all kinds of other good stuff.
Did you take the fucking boys to Starbucks? Like, poker there.
You gonna dress like a cheerleader for me? Fine, get the fuck out of here. Get
the fuck out of here. What a relationship these two have.
You're really loud, intense makeup sex.
Aww. Aww. Yeah, so. Shit, giant. Pick up your shit like a man. Nice Garth dick one. That's so good. He looks so sad.
Yeah, he's like, I miss my best friend.
I like how he has the cavalcade of people at the...
Gonna watch the Wonder Emporium again?
What Legoland. The fuck is there to do in Legoland? They take these kids every goddamn weekend.
What do you mean the kids think I'm creepy? He's the old guy.
The creepy uncle. This random guy.
I mean, you know, what the fuck kind of plans is what I have? he's watching Juggernaut.
Didn't he? I watched Juggernaut, and it is delightful. Stupid.
Is this Pistol Pete? Just the billboards worked.
It's like James Bond.
I love the one with you in bed. Pure stuff. I saw the billboards, they were wonderful. Sorry about calling you a whore.
You guys are still together.
There's room for original, wonderful billboards.
Lou.
What the hell is Lou Ferrigno shooting these days?
He still does, doesn't he voice Hulk in Avengers?
I think he might have. Well, I mean, in the old one before.
No, in the new ones. Like when it's in actual Hulk form.
Yeah, but he's Smart Hulk now.
Yeah, but I'm saying like Avengers and Age of Ultron.
I think
Ferrigno did.
Yeah.
Why are you slapping me?
He finally tells him off.
So excited.
Hey, Carolyn. Hey, Pete.
Nice place. Here we are. This woman.
This is some wedding party he's got going here. 89-year-old dude.
Lou Ferrigno.
Chola Chulia.
Tom Lennon.
Tom Lennon. I mean, I think they're all wearing different tuxes.
Yeah.
I was like, it's the most random collection of groomsmen in the history of weddings.
He starts doing the air bass. He It looks so sad.
Overlooking the water.
Look at...
He's already on his way to the wedding.
Yeah, I know. Love it. Call. Yeah, maybe if I get, maybe I get, I gotta find something to wear. He's already in the fucking tux.
Now, can you take out? How far can you go? 40 miles? How fast? You know, how fast can you go 40 miles in a Vespa?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's Larry Wilmore.
Oh shit! Yeah, I never noticed. I didn't know who he was then, though.
The old guy's gotta sit down.
That's a nice moment.
There's some yellow dresses there.
Very. Oh, no thank you. And Hank Mardukas.
and Hank Mardukas, yeah.
Is he there?
And there's Hank right there. Of course you have to have your best friend at your son's wedding. It's one of his skinny years. You know, he goes back and forth with his weight.
Yeah, he really does. Have you seen the Breakup?
Yeah. Oh God, he's huge in that movie.
Yeah.
Then you watch like Swingers, and he was like so super. He was like skinny.
Yeah. I liked him in Friends too.
Yeah. And then you have Couples Retreat.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot he was in that for a minute. You son of a bitch.
He's doing a walk up the aisle. Like a slow walk. That's your best man.
Cute.
I was on the Vespa, you know.
I was on the Vespa. Leave room.
His voice got high.
Oh, it's the check, right? Yeah. Aw.
Yeah. It's probably like, Simi's probably like an idiot savant when it comes to like investing.
Yeah. I saw the Frigs.
Put it out. Frigs. For record, I saw a chocolat.
And it is delightful.
It is, right? Oh, I love that movie. It's a beautiful movie.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, I love you, man. Bro Montana.
Bro Montana. Brosive.
All right, let's continue. Stuff.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very, very nice.
Claim his Lucky Charm. One last advertisement. Oh, that's a very funny, very funny movie.
Really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Very underrated.
Yeah, my dog loved it too. You can hear him. Sorry, did we disturb you, buddy? All right, cool. So, Jason, is there any social medias? Have you appeared on any other podcasts lately that you want to promote?
My last appearance was about a month ago. I did The Mothership with Scott and GT, mm-hmm. where we talked about my very first live event I ever went to, Royal Rumble 1991.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a really fun mm-hmm. conversation to be a part of, and I was very happy to finally be on the big show, you know?
Yes, The Mothership. Everybody needs to have their it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the show that started it all.
Yeah. Besides that was really it. Okay. I was happy to be on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
We have not been on a pod together in like a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. And they're back, you know, the movie's still going. They're at the credits. They're playing Rush at the wedding.
Oh, I completely stopped it.
Oh, I was still playing on the Amazon. So, yeah. So, actually, it wasn't my first live event, but I also, my first pay-per-view was in 1991.
I went
to SummerSlam 91.
Oh, nice.
My first pay-per-view, and hopefully, the guys will have me on for that one.
It's
when they get to it. It was a tremendous show. A lot of fun. The match made in heaven, the match made in hell.
It is weird. You would think that Florida would have had a SummerSlam at one point, but Florida's never had a SummerSlam.
Yeah, well, it's too damn hot.
been to many Royal Rumbles and many Survivor Series, but never a SummerSlam.
Yeah, but those are like November, January, you know, August in Florida. Come on. My last time I went to Disney, I was in August. My back of my hair was like dripping wet by 9 a.m. every day.
Were you planning on coming to Universal in August?
Yes, I am. Well, it's based on, you know, both my kids are in school and they go to college, so I have to go, you know, times at work for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. Anyway,
as for me with my Bevia podcast, I will be popping up back on the Wrestling Feed very soon with the latest episode of Evolution with the great J.R. Sunil D'Amato, and plus there'll be a Great Debate Wrestling coming with the lads from the Special Relations podcast. Also, they'll be on a regular Great Debate here on the PlayStation Pop feed. But also, check out lots of other great shows that I do. I have Pop Goes to Classics. That should be coming back very soon, as with Miranda and Steve Riddle. Making Mount Rushmore, our newest show, where I am the moderator. I don't consider myself the host. I just get like four people from PlayStation together, and we guess our Mount Rushmore is the next one, which will be dropping the first Monday in October. They're going to discuss what is the Mount Rushmore of Marvel villains and DC villains, as well as the next episode of Blockbuster Rewind. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about the Scream franchise. That's myself, Scott Shiflett, and Eric Eels, and our guest will be the Podfather. Scott Criscola will be stopping by to talk about that great horror franchise, as well as more episodes of Laughing Theater coming soon. Such movies as Beer Fest, Robin Hood Men in Tights, Ted, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Those are all upcoming with some great guests. But I want to thank Jason Sherman for stopping by Laughing Theater once again.
Yeah, man. It was a blast.
All right, cool. And thank you all for listening. But for now, the theater is closed. And we'll see you at the next showing. Take care, everybody.
Oh God.